This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Now more than 297,000 people have died from COVID-19 worldwide, and the number of confirmed infections is 4.3 million. In the United States, more than 84,000 people have died, and the number of infections is nearly 1.4 million. A government whistleblower says that America faces the darkest winter in modern history unless leaders act decisively to prevent a rebound of the coronavirus. Immunologist Dr. Rick Bright alleges that he was ousted from a senior post at the Department of Health and Human Services after opposing widespread use of malaria drugs touted by U.S. President Donald Trump for COVID-19. Bright will testify to a House committee on Thursday that the nation's window of opportunity is closing and stronger federal action is needed to oversee testing, procure needed supplies, and double down on safety messages. President Trump is urging states to reopen their economies. Moscow is investigating the safety of a Russian-made medical ventilator after six people died in two hospital fires reported to involve the machines. A number of the machines have been sent to the United States, though they are yet to be used. According to a local lawyer, five people died at St. George's Hospital in St. Petersburg Tuesday after a ventilator burst into flames on the ward. A similar fire caused by the same model ventilator also killed one person in a hospital in Moscow Saturday. The state health care regulator said in a statement it was suspending the use of the Venta-M ventilator in Russia for all machines manufactured after April 1st. It is not clear how many of the machines that suspension will cover. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News.